Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Alan Thicke died yesterday. I was just sitting here, you know, reminiscing. It's the time of the year. It's the holiday season. Those songs, by the way, which for many of us were staples of our childhood or even our adulthood, you know, watching on a Tuesday or a Thursday night back when we didn't have the choices we have now. And Growing Pains, of course, he played Dr. Seaver in that. But he wrote many of those great songs right there, Facts of Life and Different Strokes and yeah, you know, 69 yesterday. We were talking about the fact that 69 years old. Think about this. President Trump is the same age. Or he might even be 70. I'm not quite sure if his birthday is yet or not, but he might even be 70. And it's a, you know, it's a sad thing. And I just remember, you know, I remember watching, you know, he's 70. So President Trump is 70 years old. And you just don't know sometimes, right? Playing hockey with your kid. They have photos the day before him and his wife. And it was, boom, over, over. And it was a, it's a sad, sad, sad day. It is. Just, it's very weird. This year, we have lost so many people this year that it just seems to be one of those years, right? Prince and David Bowie and now Alan Thicke and so many people along the way have died. It's just, it's been one of those years where you're like, wow, you know, that was a heavy, heavy year. But before Alan passed away, he actually wrote a theme song for the Chad Benson Show because that's the kind of guy he was. Solid character. Canadian, of course, because most Canadians are pretty solid people. But chose to flee the great Northwest and head straight down here to become a star. But he did write a song for us. Take a listen.
That's right. You take the good, you take the bad, you turn the radio on, the chat of life, the chat of life. You take the whack, you take the jack, you mix them up, and there you have the chat of life, the chat of life. Oh, when you feel the blues, pick up your socks and put on your shoes. It's time to turn chat on, and that frown will be long gone today.
Oh, I think we know how he died. It wasn't a heart attack. It was embarrassment for that. Maybe you heard that. That was horrible. Alan Thicke, gone. Too soon. 70 years old almost. Playing hockey. Producer Phil, if you went out and played hockey today, how winded would you be?
I would be winded putting the skates on.
Yeah. I had a friend like that one time. I had a friend. Great guy. Love him. He's probably listening to the podcast. And Dan, I love you. This is no slide on you, but we were playing roller hockey one time and we were getting our stuff on and, let's just put it this way. I had to finish tying his skate and the sweat dripping off of him was tremendous. And he held on to the side of the rink like it was a deep end of a swimming pool and he hadn't quite learned how to swim yet. Love the guy. Great guy though. Dan, the movie man. Rest in peace, Alan Thicke. Rest in peace. Today, many of the famed superstars in the world of tech showed up at Trump Towers to kiss the ring. You got Cook there. You got Cheryl, what's her name from old Facebook? Let's see here. God, is it pretty much Bezos was there? Peter Thiel was there. You got, oh my God, I mean, you name it. I mean, let's see here. Eric Schmidt and Larry Page. Satania Nadella, Jeannie Romney, both from IBM. They were all there. Elon Musk, kissing the ring, right? Kissing the ring. And the reason is pretty simple. Look, the tech companies, young, progressive, sell to young and progressive hipsters, but also realize they need to do business. And while the tech companies and Silicon Valley wasn't super nice to the Donald during the run-up to the election, they also realize that they're going to have to be a little bit nicer because they don't want a trade war, because they don't want their products to be more expensive. They don't want their products to have a slowdown here in the U.S. They want to be able to handle business. And the likes, and let's be real, the likes of for all the, you know, the progressives out there scream and yell, and I always laugh at them. They scream and yell about, you know, people avoiding taxes and do they pay enough. Have you seen the money that Google, have you seen the money that the likes of Apple keep offshore? Billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, probably collectively near $1 trillion with all of them in offshore bank accounts to avoid, you know, trying to repatriate their money here and it being taxed again. So it's very interesting to see the fact that they all went there today. Yesterday, Gates met with him, and Gates had a very nice meeting with him. So the tech companies are, you know, everybody's going to start to come around because this is what smart people do. Smart people realize, I may not have wanted you, but you're here. I want you to succeed. How can I play a role? And when's the last time, honestly, when it came to, you know, when it came to W, do you remember this? When it came to Clinton, do you remember this? When it came to Obama, do you remember anything like this where somebody is holding court like this to everybody? From the likes of Kanye West and somebody like the, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio to other, you know, people with inside, soon to be inside the administration and the cabinet, the generals and whatnot, the likes of Mitt Romney. And, you know, and now all of a sudden these business leaders come in there. Do you remember a time at all when somebody that became the president held this kind of sway over people? I don't. I don't. And I think for some people, they're interested. Let me tell you something. As much as they may not agree with his politics, as much as they may not agree with a lot of things, you know what they are interested in? They're interested in business. They want to know about business. What are you going to do for my business? How are you going to, A, help me grow my business, B, hurt my business by making sure it doesn't grow anymore, or C, how are you going to allow me to bring some of my business back here, repatriate some of that money without being penalized, so I can maybe start to add some jobs along the way? Yesterday, IBM said that they potentially will bring anywhere between 20 and 25,000 jobs over the next 4 years here in this country. And that's great. They said next year alone, they're going to hire 6,000 people. Now, it may not be 24, 25,000, but that's their goal and aim. Read an article the other day about consumer confidence, what it's done for people. People are feeling a little bit more bouncy. People are feeling a little bit more happy. People are feeling a little bit more confident, as if to say that, you know what, maybe this is going to be okay. Maybe he's going to get the economy moving in the right direction, chugging down the train tracks of prosperity. And as this starts to happen, maybe I'm going to spend a little bit more because I'm not as worried about losing my job. Maybe I'll dip into those savings that I've been saving about because, you know what, it's going to be okay. Maybe I'll buy that house because I'm feeling good, like my job isn't going to go anywhere. Confidence in life. And that goes with everything. Whether you're confident in what you, whether you're confident in the consumer side of things. We all know if you feel good about your job and you know you're not going to lose it and you've had a good year and you got some money sitting there, you're more apt to spend it. If you think you're going to lose your job, if you think maybe, just maybe, you know, you may have to take a pay cut, you got some money saved there, you're not going to spend it. Perception is reality. And right now the perception is there's some confidence out there in where this economy and place may, you know, and our country may be moving. Nothing wrong with that. Zero wrong with that. So they all showed up today. They all kissed the ring. And he said, look, I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you. And I, look, some of them were nervous. Some of them were, you know, you've lambasted a guy and you've made it known to everybody, you know, the likes of Facebook with Sheryl Sandberg going, you've made it known to everybody that you're not particularly a fan of their politics, right? And he has been divisive. He has been angry. He at times has said things that have made even the people who are conservative cringe. But they also realize it's business. And look at us. Look at us as a nation, right? We do business with how many of these horrible countries that we would rather not do business with? They're going to have to do business with them. And they want to make sure they have, some sort of idea of where they may be headed. Nothing wrong with that, right? Because in the end, the economy is the thing that you and I all participate in, and it's the thing that we care about the most. Yes, we care about our family, but I'm talking about politics. What do we care about the most? If the economy's good, it's okay. That's just the truth. Oh, there's some social justice people out there that wouldn't care if we had no economy, all lived in a tent, as long as they can, you know, have an abortion every 5 minutes and that animals aren't eaten and, you know, we just go back to, the 1800s. They're called the Amish, by the way. They don't live in tents, but they're as close as you're going to get, people. But by and large, very few people. Most of us care about the economy. And if we feel the economy's good, that's how we judge it, right? How do you judge a quarterback in sports? Wins and losses, right? You judge a coach by wins and losses, not how well they've done as far as, well, we were 2-14 last year. We're 6-10 this year. We're improving. Yes, but, you know, eventually we need you to get over that hump and win something. It's the same thing here. In the end, we're going to judge him by the economy. And if the economy's booming and things are well, even if there's some other stuff out there we don't like, we'll turn the other cheek. We'll turn the other head. We'll bury our head in the sand as long as we're moving forward. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We have a new phone screeny thing. Call the show as well, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com is where you can email the program as well. I think it was wrong. I think it was rude. It was not inclusive. And the UN is a big sham. But we knew that. But now I think they're a little bit racist and sexist. Misogynistic, dare I say. Chad Benson.
This is boy
Chad Benson.
I like your little Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman! So yesterday the UN dropped Wonder Woman. They rolled her out as an ambassador, right? Linda Carter there, October of this year, just a few short months ago. They rolled her out there as an ambassador, a role model to young girls and women around the world. But they dropped her, mostly because people, well, they're saying, well, it wasn't really a big deal because we only keep some of these people around for as an ambassador for so long. But no, there was more to it than that. And quite frankly, I'm not thrilled. First of all, let me tell you guys something. UN, I'm going to tell you guys this right now. You want stuff to work, sex sells. You guys get that? Are we picking up what I'm putting down? Sex sells, and Wonder Woman oozed sex. Look, there's a reason there's no 480-pound superhero, right? Right? There's none of that stuff. There's a reason for that. Could you imagine a guy that's saying, like, he's 5'9", and he's, like, 320, and it's not muscles, and he's trying to get into a spandex suit, right? There's a reason for that. You know, what happened to the guy that's a massive super? He died of sleep apnea. That's not good, right? Like, there's a reason for this. There's a reason. Nobody wants to see, like, somebody who's, you know, a woman that's, you know, a size 24 in a Wonder Woman outfit. That sounds horrible. I'm just telling you, sex sells, kids. That's all I'm saying. But one of the things they listed, and this is hilarious here. Again, the UN, a fail. Epic. A large-breasted white woman. Boom, right there, first of all, racist. What does her skin color have to do with it? Also, what does the size of her mammary glands have to do with it? I'm asking the question. I know I said that very medically, and people are like, can you say that? I'm like, that is, you know, yes, you can. So a large-breasted white woman of impossible proportions, scantily clad in a shimmery thigh-bearing bodysuit with an American flag motif and knee-high boots, is not an appropriate spokeswoman or spokesperson for gender equity at the United Nations, this petition said. I dare say it is exactly what you need. It is. This is insane. But welcome to the world we live in. And the reason I talk about it today is because they're missing the whole plot. Wonder Woman is exactly what you want, right? Isn't that what moms around the world are? And you want little girls to inspire to be? Not to be Wonder Woman, because you can't be her because she comes from a different planet. All that kind of stuff. But they are Wonder Women, aren't they? And sure, they may not be 5'11", large-chested, being able to wear a shimmery little bikini and stop bullets and have an invisible plane and a magic lasso of truth and thigh-high hot boots. But it doesn't mean that in their minds they can't be that. And this foolishness about Wonder Woman and how she doesn't represent the average person. No, maybe she doesn't. But maybe these women aren't average either. And I think what they have done is wrong. It was about women and girls everywhere who are Wonder Woman in their own right, and the men and boys who support their struggle for gender equality. Well, there you go, kids. I think it's BS and punk. And again, a failure to understand the importance of how sex sells. Very sad. Very sad. And by the way, if Wonder Woman was your mom, how cool would that be? You're like, dude, you don't want to mess with my mom. I'm just telling you guys right now. Like, I'm telling you guys right now. You can call her whatever you want behind her back, but if she gets the last of the truth, you are jacked. And you are done. You don't want to mess with her. Because she is badass. Ugh. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You could put this right up with those people who ripped William Shakespeare's poetry or picture down, his portrait down. You put that right next to this. It's not a real example of people. It's like, oh, my God. Stop it. Text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Love it when you do. By the way, speaking of political correctness, somebody is being politically act in Major League Baseball and hazing in baseball as well. Chad Benson. Just to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger. Not a novice any longer. Cause you deepen the conviction in my soul.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Saw today that a billion Yahoo accounts were hacked. What do you do with Yahoo accounts? I mean, I don't even know what's in there. Is all your personal information in there? I mean, I'm at the point now, it's like, what's the point? All it does, right, when it comes to change your password 85. All I do is get confused at this point in time. Because no matter how many times I seem to change something, I still get hacked. Like no matter what I do. I think that's everybody, right? I mean, we're at that point in time, it's like no matter how hard I try, I'm still getting hacked. So all I'm doing is making my life more complicated. Maybe Trump asked that. Like, are you guys going to fix this crap or what? Because the Russians say they can hack you all day long. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. So the Cleveland Indians, who court controversy because the name Indians and because of the name Cleveland, they have slowly but surely phased out Chief Wahoo. And if you've never seen Chief Wahoo, I have put Chief Wahoo up on the Facebook page. I also have a poll. You can check out the poll on Twitter. At Chad Benson Show. I'll give you the results here, or some of the results so far in what's going on. But they have, like everything else, Chief Wahoo has been a thorn in the side of many people who are over the politically correct world that we live in. And the Redskins, the Fighting Sioux, what are some of the others? We've got the Indians. There's just so many teams out there, the Braves, the Seminoles, not so much. They've kind of, that has not been it because they are that tribe has backed them 110% and refuses to do anything. And they've let it be known. But is that the Oneida tribe? The Oneida tribe, is that what it is, Producer Phil?
Yeah, that's them.
That's them. They're the worst. Chad, that is wrong. That is probably maybe, but kind of racist, but not really. But Chief Wahoo has been slowly but surely phasing itself out. And next year, the Indians won't have him anywhere but on the side of their home team uniforms. That's it. That's the only place they're going to have it. So just on the side, on the sleeve right there, it'll be a small one. And they're even debating whether or not to change the name. Manfredi, the guy that runs baseball, says he's going to talk to him. Of course, this year when they were in the playoffs, the Toronto tried to stop the team from using their logo anywhere. Teams won't even refer to them anymore. You know, some of these, you know, announcers, like there's announcers out there that won't call the Redskins, right? So it's insanity. And the reason I think it's insanity is, look, I look at the Chief Wahoo logo, and Anthony and I, producer Anthony looked at me, you can see how it's offensive. I could see how that's offensive. Absolutely. If you've not seen it, he's bright red. He's got big white teeth. He's smiling. And I posted on Facebook. I could see how it's offensive. Right now, the name Indians, if you take that offensive, you know, first of all, aren't they Native Americans? So shouldn't people from India be offended by the Native? Maybe that's why everybody's offended, because we just got everything mixed up here. It's all just a jumble of something. Right now, it's 63% say no enough already when it comes to being offended or not over Chief Wahoo. 37% said yes, they should get rid of it and they should phase it out. But I always talk about this stuff because I want you to understand the reality of the world that we live in, all right? The reality of the world that we live in, which is, and it doesn't matter if it's Dylann Roof, who of course is, you know, the racist pig who shot everybody in the church in South Carolina. It doesn't matter if it's him or the debate about Native Americans and the names. It's, we always end up, we literally, for lack of a better term, we whitewash stuff. Makes our guilt feel better. And I mean that because remember when Dylann Roof did what he did? Oh, they found a Confederate flag. So rather than address the fact that he has hatred and race issues and let's talk about stuff, we decided the best thing to do was to what? Get rid of the Confederate flag. Because that's going to change everything. Right? That's going to change. Like the minute that happened, everybody's ills are cured. And it's the same thing when it comes to Native Americans. And I have said this overnight. I will support you 110%. If you can guarantee me that we get rid of the Redskins name and tomorrow Native Americans across this country wake up with not only a fresher, brighter attitude, but all of the ills that have hurt them have been wiped away. They are cured of all those ills. You can't. You just can't. But it's a way for us white folk to guilt ourselves into think we're doing something good. It's that social justice warrior, keyborn cowboy kind of way. Oh my God, somebody shot an animal across the world, which I didn't know about yesterday, but I've seen it now, so I'll make myself feel better by saying I would kill that guy and put up a meme, and ooh, look at that. I feel better about myself now. Don't you feel better about who you are? No. Yes, of course I do. Because I have gone and did my white people duty. And that's the truth. Not for everybody, for a good portion of it, of people out there. But I'll tell you something. They don't know the truth. They have bigger issues, the Native American population. They have much bigger issues. Let's take a look at some of those issues and get a realization of what's going on. First of all, right now, they make up of almost 1% of the United States population. 0.9%. If you combine other races, their population rises to 1.7, about 5.2 million people. So if you combine a mixture, all right? So that's not a lot. Secondly, the ills that have destroyed and plagued their society are tenfold. It's not a one. It's not a name thing. The name doesn't do anything. Changing the name. By the way, most of these Native American high schools and stuff, they have Braves or Redskins or they have names like that. But we can't talk about that. Well, it's okay if they do it. So let's take a look at some of the stuff that plagues. Some of this stuff is frightening. Listen to these statistics. Native Americans die at a higher rate than other Americans. This is from the National Congress of American Indians. This is theirs. Tuberculosis kills at 600%. 600%. Oh, it gets better. Alcoholism, 510%. 510% higher rate. That's terrifying. How about diabetes? Almost 200%. Vehicle crashes, almost 230%. Injuries, 152%. 62% higher when it comes to suicide. By the way, Indian youth, their rate of suicide among all groups, second leading cause of death from ages 15 to 24. Highest rated, second leading cause of death. So if that's the second leading cause of death, that means something else is killing them. Unemployment through the roof. Infant mortality rate through the roof. Poverty. You have no idea poverty. 40% of them live in poverty. Those are the issues. Changing your name. Then this is the funny thing. People always want to get involved, but they want to do it from a very superficial, just I want to put my fingertip on it kind of way. Right? Like, I don't really want to volunteer. I don't want to go to teach any of these kids. I don't want to get it. I don't want any part of that. But you know what? If I could stand there and say everything is bad because you have this sign or you support this team or the logo on this team is horrible, or I can send a meme, I feel better about myself. But I don't really affect any change. And while you may get them to change the name of the Redskins, or you may get them to change the name of the Braves or one of these, you know, high school or college teams, you don't actually affect any change. Because while you're cheering yourself and slapping yourself on the back and giving yourself an attaboy, they still have to live the lives that they're leading. They're still struggling with tuberculosis and alcoholism and suicide and vehicle crashes and diabetes and poverty and infant mortality. They're still dealing with that. But you feel better about yourself because you think you've affected real change when you haven't. And that's what this generation is. They're not about actually doing anything. They're about bitching about it. If I can scream and yell about it, if I can post a meme about it, if I can take somebody out as far as, you know, hammering them on social media, then I've affected change and somebody should give me a kudos, maybe a sticker. And I could walk around saying, today I was a keyboard cowboy and look at what I did. Or should I say cow person, because I don't want to offend anybody. Z wouldn't like that. But listen to these numbers here. These numbers are horrible. The rate of aggravated assault among American Indians and Alaskan Natives is roughly twice that as the country. Twice that. 1 in 10 American Indians, 12 or older, become a victim of crime annually. In 2001, half the tribes in the lower 48 employed at least one full-time sworn officer for general arrest powers. It's horrible what's happened. But it's not about that. It's about how we feel and how we look to everybody else. It's not about affecting real change by going, you know what, how do we fix this? How can we do this? Where's the examples we can point to that aren't casinos? But other things. I think those are real questions. Not, we'll get the logo off the uniform and that makes me feel better and then everybody else is better too. That's not real change. That's making yourself feel better. And in many ways, that's just a selfish thing you're doing. Think about it. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Love it when you text the show. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. What's the worst state for drivers? And I'm not talking about getting pulled over by cops. I'm talking about everything. Chad Benson Show.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat, partner.
Oh, dear God, no.
Do you have any questions?
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, California, we love our Cars. Little Gary Numan. Did he ever do anything, Producer Phil, after Cars?
I don't think so.
Man, he didn't. He was creepy looking, too. It was like part like dude from Sha-na-na and part vampire. And all weird. Is he dead? Maybe we'll look that up. Anthony will look that up for us. Gary Numan, is he dead? Anthony's saying no. I'm thinking maybe. I don't know. Cars. We love our cars. California, we love our cars. This is what we do. People always laugh at California because we love our cars. We will live in a $1,400 one-bedroom apartment, but we'll drive a $70,000 car. And the reason is because we spend so much time in them, right? We spend a ton of time in our cars. He's 58 years old, Gary Numan. Here in my car, one song. I bet he never has to work ever again. But if you want to know the worst and best states, let me tell you something. First of all, let's just talk about the place for the five best state for drivers to round out the top five. Ohio, Maine, Wisconsin, Vermont, Minnesota. Good places. Iowa has the top spot. The perfect spot. They score a perfect 10. For insurance, affordability, booyah. The average Iowan spends about $647 a year on coverage. In comparison, the most expensive state for insurance is New Jersey. $1,300 a year in Jersey. If your car's on the fritz, Iowa's cheaper there. Bank Rate reports the average cost of repair is about $358. This figure is about $77 cheaper than California, which is the most expensive place to get your car fixed. Speaking of us, shame. We are the worst state for drivers. In addition to the high cost of repairs, the average cost of insurance is almost $1,000 a year. Filling up the gas tank costs the average Californian almost $1,300 annually. While the cost of driving a car in California is more expensive, other reasons landed at the bottom of this list as well. Get ready for this. Theft. 430 cars thefts every year in California per 100,000 people. In Iowa, it's 139. Plus, you've got to think about this, too. Not just all of those things, but the other little things that add up. Okay, so Producer Phil, where have you had licenses before?
Just Maryland, Michigan, and now Virginia.
Okay, so what's it take to get a license there? And, like, what's the cost, and how long does it last for?
Jeez, I don't even remember how much it is, but I think they last for 5 years.
Yeah, see, here in California, I was dragged in a couple years ago to get my license renewed. I had to take a test, had to spend more money, right? Just little things. They're always hitting you for something here. Like, you name it, you get hit. This is what happens when you overtax people and then you spend that money on other pet projects and then you have no way of doing anything else. You must hit them with fees. Our gas tax is huge. I hate when I go, I love when I go to other states and you see that you're paying like, oh, what's it like here? It's $304 here. And then you go somewhere else and you're paying like $212. And you're like, what the hell is wrong with us? Like, you were in Mississippi, right? What was that? What was the gas?
Oh, gas was great. It was like $1.98.
Yeah. See, I paid $267 today, something like that for gas. So, you know, at like a mobile or whatever. It's crazy. I mean, we spend most of it's taxes and add-on fees and this and that. It's insane. But we spend a lot of money on our cars as well because we live in our cars. In fact, when it comes to our commute, the average commute for a Californian is 26 minutes. And that's a lie right there. I mean, if you think about it. Iowa's only 19 minutes. The longest commute is over 33, and that's in New York. But I have here. This is the craziness, too, about the affordability of just everything in California. I have friends who live in places like Corona and Temecula, and they work in Los Angeles. They work like 60 miles away. They will start work at 8 in the morning. They will leave their house at 4:30 or 5 in the morning to get to their work on time. And they don't get home until 8, 9. Like, that is, there's zero fun in that. I don't care how nice your house is. I don't care how good your backyard is. I don't care about any of those things. Because by the time you get home, you don't care. Right? Like, I don't care. We have a pool. I don't care. If I swam in it, I might drown. I don't care. Like, that's it. But because we spend so much time in our car, that's what we do. Plus, you got to think, too, our roads here are a mess. They are a mess. And we do this weird thing where we'll pave like a quarter mile of a street, and then we just leave it. And so we have a new part. Like, you'll be driving, your car's all, and then it's right back to that. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. From insurance to crime and safety. Ugh. My goodness. I'm over it. South Carolina is the most deadliest, though, so they got that. You know why we're not the deadliest? Because we're stuck in traffic, and it's hard to die when you're doing zero.
Because nothing moves.
That's right.
I have experienced that.
Oh, insanity, kids. Insanity. Hey, text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Check out our poll at Chad Benson Show. Just go there to the Twitter. Check out the poll, vote. You can also tweet the show at Chad Benson Show. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook page as well. And you can always check out ChadBensonShow.com for all kinds of fun stuff, from our parodies to our podcast, and even listen live as well. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.